Hey guys, welcome to the 100th episode of the TechPoint Africa podcast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Keep clapping. Just.
I'm very excited.
It's been an awesome ride.
I remember the first episode. Not like it was yesterday, like people say it. It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming, and he can't believe we are here, right? And I'm happy to be, like, take you down memory lane from where we started. Started from the bottom.
Now we are here.
Okay. I'm going to tell Teja, you said he was the one that started the bottom.
No. We TechPoint Africa is we. Yes. Please.
Okay.
Let me. Anyways, it's the 100th edition of the TechPoint Africa podcast. Tap. Right. And the first edition was released on September 6th, 2019. And so it was Titilola and Tej. Like, they came with the format of, you know, when something just starts, we just come up with something that we can start with while we iterate as we go. So it started with like a scripted rundown of tech happenings around Africa. We cover Kenya, Zimbabwe. In that first episode, South Africa, like three African countries were featured in that episode. I don't know if you noticed, Lola and Tej, they were the first anchor of the first two co-hosts of TechPoint African podcast. Titi Lola was the former editor for internet culture Dex in TechPoint, and Tej, who is now with TechCrunch, was a startup reporter. And yeah, so in the coming episode, the next episode, it was Adewale and Muyiwa. If you don't know these two people, I don't know who you don't know. Muyiwa is editor-in-chief, chief servant of TechPoint Africa now, and Adewale, who is the co-founder and ex-CEO, and now the CEO and co-founder of TalentQL and OSCOM. And then we went on and on and on with several people from the editorial team coming up to co-host on TechPoint Africa podcast. And yes, 73 editions later, in March 2021, we took a kind of long hiatus. Like, say, drink water on the one you have. We are coming.
Sorry.
But we didn't plan it like that.
Let me ask you a question. Why are you being measured in your narration? I want excitement. You are being measured. You are counting it for us like we are in kindergarten.
I want you to soak it in, right? Mm. It's been a long way coming, guy. It's been a long way coming.
Give us the ginger. The bass boost. Come on. Yeah, so.
Okay.
The first episode, Tej and Titi Lola, who said that first episode, it was scripted, it was awesome,
help
and it was
me,
nice.
This then we now change the format. From me.
No. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
Please. Continue.
Urgent edition. Please don't let us fight. Please.
You can.
Thank you very much.
You can. 100th edition fight.
No, we are not doing this. I refuse to be drawn into it. I'm a peace lover. Please. Yes.
Precious.
73 editions later, we went on a long hiatus. Because, well, TechPoint Africa went fully remote, and it became a very strong task to a very difficult thing to record online and still get you the quality you are supposed to get. So we went on a long hiatus, and then in March 2022, we came back with episode 74. You must stop looking at me like that, Emmanuel. Please let me talk.
Please narrate.
You are throwing daggers with your eyes. I don't like what you're doing. And now you can get all the doses of TechPoint Africa podcast on Google Podcast, on Apple. On Apple Podcast, on Spotify, and everywhere else you get your podcast.
Bolu will be so proud.
Yes, he will. He will. And I can gladly tell you that no episode looks like the previous one.
Definitely.
Yes. Like the new episodes with interesting conversations with sprinkles of expert opinion. As we came back with a bang this year. Yeah, and yeah. Now we are on the 100th edition. I'm so excited about it. I don't know why Emmanuel said you can't feel it in my voice, but I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And for this reason, right, we are going to drop some trivias at the end of this episode, right, that are going to answer, and we have juicy prizes for you, right? And so stay with us. By the end of this podcast, we are going to give you some questions you have to answer. And
honestly, and yes. Faithfully.
No faithfully. Cheating, no lies.
No cheating, no lies. And it's off limits to tech pointers. I'm looking at you, Chris.
I'm also looking at Victoria.
I'm also looking at Michael, all of you.
So stay out of this.
If you know a tech pointer, don't bother.
Stay out of this.
You'll find out.
Right. And then we'll be very, very happy to hear what you feel about Tech Point Africa podcast. What stands out for you in any of our episodes? Which of the episodes is your favorite? Who do you like listening to? Don't say who likes to rant most, because I don't want anybody mentioning my name. We are not going to ask that. Who do you like listening to? And I think we should just quickly talk about what stands out for us as people on the other side speaking to you, right? It's not an easy task, but what especially stands out for me recording Tech Point Africa podcast is coming up with titles. That thing, like, you just discussed like four different things, and you have to come up with something that summarizes everything you've spoken about. Is a big task. So Emmanuel, can you tell us what stands out for you?
Okay, so I think something that stands out for me or has stood out so far so good is getting used to the idea that I'm talking to someone. But when I'm recording, it's usually
you're talking to yourself.
Talking to myself. Or I'm talking to you guys here and we're just having fun and throwing bands around. But that idea that people are listening, people actually getting insights from this, people are just actually looking forward to Tech Point Africa podcast every week. And yeah, and I don't like listening to my voice. I don't once I record the podcast, I avoid listening to it as much as I can.
Unlike Emmanuel, I listen to many of our episodes. It's not as if my voice is suiting to me, but I just like to listen to it because
I've listened to more episodes that I didn't feature than
Can you imagine?
Wow.
By the way, when we started, we only released one episode every week, but now you get two episodes
because so much is happening.
So that they will answer that and make money for themselves, you know.
You say what?
And they shouldn't that have been a trivial question?
No, we have other questions we ask them.
Yeah, and it's so not easy.
It's not. I can tell you it's not. Yeah, so you so,
I've been trying to think of something deep to say, but
deep.
But the only thing that stands out right now, probably hearing the sound of my voice.
Oh,
so you like the sound of your voice?
Hey, what do they call these people?
Narcissistic. Proud.
Yes.
Proud. Narcissistic.
Narcissus.
Well, I can't help it. My voice sounds fitting. Hey, unlike Nifemi that says that is not so. Yes.
Please, let's move on.
Oh, my Lord.
Anome.
Yeah, so Nifem is going to come for me, yes. But I think one thing that stood out for me, mostly like from a producer standpoint, is
this producer, you're proud too.
Is the like getting to see how each and every one of us like grows. So before now, we always have issues with people like having too many pauses and doing ums and ums, but I've noticed that has like reduced. Like with doing more podcasts, doing more episodes, we've sort of gotten into the groove, and it's easier and faster for us to like, okay, just see that it's us talking to each other and having other people listening. So yeah. That's cool.
I'm touched. So why did you have to bring me in at the beginning? Please, disclaimer, I don't like violence. Thank you very much. Mr. Host.
All right. Thank you very much for giving me the table back. So, So I think it's been an interesting one. And if you've noticed, we've experimented with different forms with the TechPoint Africa podcast. We've had really, really long ass episodes. And we've had short ones. We have medium-sized ones. And they've all been interesting. And we'd like to actually hear what you think about our podcasts. Do you think this format we have is interesting and engaging? And if you think so, you know what to do with the hashtag TechPoint Africa podcast. But let's leave that for another day. But the stories we'll be talking about today are actually quite interesting. And a little bit... I'm taking the stories with a pinch of salt. So I guess you should too. The two stories, actually, you have to take them with a pinch of salt from the onset. But it's making me think about how companies have been able to build a customer base right from the onset, right? Well, Amazon is planning to launch in Nigeria, or so goes the story. And
come on,
according to,
have a little faith.
Oh, come on, please. So according to some reports, they're applying to launch in Nigeria. They've been hiring, but Chingwisdom is going to give us a lowdown on that. But one unique thing about Amazon so far so good is their aggressive push for customer service. And TechPoint is partnering with Temai for the Temai Elevate conference. And you at the conference, you actually learn how to use effective communication technologies to scale your business. So on July 23rd, 2022, we'll be having the Temai Elevate 1.0 conference, and we'll be having conversations around the several spectrums of communications and how they shape the way we do our business. And of course, you're going to be learning from the best people who have done massive stuff around growth in the African startup space or the Nigerian startup space. And customer service, customer communications, it's quite important. I can't stress this enough for some neobanks, but let's move on.
Neobanks that shall never be named.
Yes. So I went off on a tangent there, but let's come back to Amazon, a company that has a lot of issues, but you have to give them that customer service, that customer communications. But it's who communicated to them that Nigeria is a good market?
Well, I really don't know who told them that. But according to Business Insider, they got some leaked documents. And according to these documents, Amazon plans to launch in a couple of countries in the next year. So don't worry, it's not like it's going to happen this year. It's next year. So they're planning to launch in South Africa and Nigeria here in Africa. So South Africa would be February 2023 and Nigeria will be April 2023, and they are doing this under a good name, Project Fella. I do not
tell me about it.
Yes, so I don't know. I don't read Fella. So I'd like to hear,
what did you say?
Fella.
Do you not read
the only Fella that
Fella Durotoy?
No,
all of them.
Fella,
Anikula Pokuti.
Yes,
is it that one? I want to know who you are referring
yes,
to.
Okay. Yes, the Fella Kuti.
Blasphemy.
And you could say we should not fight in this 100th episode of TechPoint Africa podcast.
I don't rate him. Like, so as a social enough, crusader, yes. But as a musician, I don't rate him.
Funny enough, I don't say I kind of agree, but there are some songs that Fella, like, I'm just like, okay, can we get to the song? Why all this instrumental?
You don't
like,
guess it's okay. Please go on. Let's not drag.
I love
come
this.
Come on.
I love this. Anyway,
you
the
love
point.
What?
The
what
point.
Chingozirim.
Yes.
Sorry.
You just love Riley.
Wait,
not
would we just forget about Amazon and trash this Fella issue?
So you would soon see where I'm going to. So
okay.
Project Fella. Why Project Fella? That's where I want to start with. Why could name the project Project Fella? What is it about Fella that makes you think that or did they just pick one name? They could have easily done Project
Mandela.
Sahara,
Mandela.
Or Project Mandela. Or Project Sankara. Or Project Nkrumah. Yes. Maybe like they're trying to penetrate a market that is difficult. So they could use the name of a liberator. Maybe Nkrumah, as a QA,
you can argue that Fela is Fela sort of fits now.
It does not fit, I beg. What does, see, it's one thing for you to be singing, and it's another thing for you to be doing the work.
Hey, Imane wants to. Imane wants to strangle.
Do you know the kind of movement that you use song to push?
What movement, please?
Read. I don't know Yoruba history very well, but I know of stories that you use song to rile people up, for people to go and fight for their rights and all. You know, you can do a lot with songs. Well, and that is where it starts from. Because
moving,
music is
moving
a,
on from Fela.
I'm not done.
Wait. We never talk finish. Wait.
Yes, we never talk finish. No.
What's going on here?
That's one blasphemy.
You've actually made me forget the question I want to ask about Amazon now.
Don't worry, you remember it. Anyway.
We will continue this off stage.
Yes, we will. Please. Anyway, now that we've moved on from Fela, it's curious why does Amazon want to move into Nigeria? In short, why do they even want to bring e-commerce services? So Amazon they have a few businesses here in Africa. So AWS has been around for a couple of years. So it's a bit interesting that they now want to move into e-commerce. And by the way, Emmanuel said take it with a pinch of salt because of the economic realities. So what do you guys think Amazon is seeing that we are not seeing? I mean, Jumia is struggling and they are the largest e-commerce company in Nigeria, possibly Africa, but they are struggling to be profitable. And Konga is the other player here in Nigeria. And we don't have an insight into their numbers, but I can...
As of the last time we did, it was not so great when... we're part of Xenox, and of course, so in fact, it wasn't great as of the last time we could see Konga's numbers. And yeah, you actually wrote some stories about Konga in the past, and of course, Jumia's own struggles. Yinka, data lead for intelligence, actually documented the whole struggle that Jumia has had since it went public, and even before it went public, it wasn't profitable and was an. It was a very, very huge issue. So I don't know. I'm trying to play the devil's advocate here, right? Mm-hmm. We've seen the likes of Google and Facebook trying to bring their imprint into Africa more and more and more and more. So maybe, and for those guys, it's obvious that they are playing the long game. The monetary benefits they will have, you can't just quite see it right now, right? But if you are thinking, oh, they are playing the long game, they are seeing a certain age demographic that are probably going to be majorly in the middle class, they're going to be digitally native, and they'll be able to afford and use most of this product. So if Google is bringing the subsea cable to make internet way faster in Africa, or some countries in Africa, and if Facebook is also bringing subsea cable to make internet very, very, very fast in Africa, which are both long games, then maybe Amazon is also too. Trying to play the long game. And in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, why not acquire one of the e-commerce players we have already?
They've done an acquisition
in Africa.
So it was not exactly Africa. They acquired Souq.com.
Okay.
That was a Middle Eastern e-commerce company, and that was 2021. So they formally became Amazon.com/EG because Souq also got into Egypt later on. So they've done that sort of acquisition, but none that was like those guys predominantly had their operations in.
But which company do you think will be befitting of Amazon's acquisition?
I think there are a lot, maybe not a lot, but there are a few that they could acquire, right? So they could acquire Jumia, if you're being honest.
If I may say it's befitting.
No, Jumia struggles aside. Yeah. Acquiring Jumia makes sense.
A lot of sense. If you want to play in that space, they've built
the infrastructure over time. Yeah. They have a lot of warehouses. They have.
Okay, maybe befitting is not the word. Who would agree?
You don't need to agree. If I flash, the thing is, you're fighting for your life.
They've done this work for a long time. Of course, they are looking at a future that would pay off eventually, right? I don't know if the e-commerce platforms that have done well to an extent and have become popular, I don't know if they are the kind of platforms that are looking out for an exit.
Well, you so the thing is, sometimes you're not even looking for this exit. The exit comes to meet you. So we know that they are struggling, like they are trying to improve their profits, right? Mm-hmm. They've piloted a health tech offering, they've done quick commerce, and they're trying to do all of this to like get either more revenue generating options for them, and they're trying to just do as many things as possible to see what sticks, right? So yes, and we don't know right now if they are actually in the market and looking for someone to acquire them. We don't know that. Mm-hmm. But let's say Amazon is really serious about coming into Nigeria. Jumia is a ripe candidate to acquire. Like they have the knowledge. They've been doing this for 10 years plus. They have the infrastructure. They have the reach, right? They have the people as well. So it just is a no-brainer really from Amazon's point of view. But that's on the outside. Maybe if they look at their financials and all, they might decide, no, this doesn't make any sense for us. But like, considering all the things I've mentioned, their reach, their knowledge of the local system, then I think it's a no-brainer for anybody to acquire them.
Yeah. So as we say on the streets, can't do them if we're easy. So
yeah. yeah. I mean, Jumia, it's currently worth about $620 million right now on New York Stock Exchange. So if Amazon flashes $1 billion at them right now, I don't know.
And it makes sense because the acquisitions that Amazon has made have a lot of them have been in that range.
Yeah.
They've done a few $1 billion acquisitions. So
yeah, so I think it makes sense. But of course Amazon will have to deal with all the issues Jumia has been facing.
Yeah.
Everything from infrastructure, logistics,
addressing systems,
everything. So it's going to be a lot of work, and I don't know if the African market is ripe for that kind of investment now, or of course playing the long game. But even though. But
the long game here is not 5 years; it's probably 10 years plus.
10 years plus.
Mm-hmm. If you are being very optimistic.
Okay. Okay. Let me go on. If Nigeria gets it right at 2023 elections, probably. But if we don't, 10 years. Forget about it. Forget about the next 10 years. Just go and marry or something. Just go and do something else. But yeah, that's an interesting one. And guys, I would like to hear what you think about the e-commerce market. It's huge. It's huge. It's getting bigger and bigger. But as of 2021. 2020, Africa accounted for just 3% of global e-commerce activities. That's just I'm just putting it out there, and yeah, it's increasing, but of course it pales in comparison to what you'll find in other countries. But speaking about ambitious projects and questionable projects, take this news with a pinch of salt too. I hear Uganda wants to go to space. What's going on?
So yeah,
why do you clear your throat, Nifemi?
Oh God.
Okay, please continue.
Okay, so Uganda has announced that they'll be launching a satellite in September 2022, that's this year. They are doing it in collaboration with NASA. Apparently it's something that it has been in the works since 2019. So in 2019, Uganda's president Yoweri Museveni, I hope I did not murder that man's name.
He will forgive you.
I don't think he might. So in 2019, he first met with the Russian it's a long name, so I don't want to, but it's something that has to do with space and space exploration and all of that. So he first met with them, and he started pushing for space exploration in Uganda, pushed parliament to agree to create a budget for space exploration and all of that. So since 2019, they've been trying to get people to space. That is basically
people.
It.
Like not objects.
Yeah, they've been trying to get. Well, they've been trying to get
the rich people.
No, they're not rich people. Okay, they've been trying to get a satellite to launch in space.
Okay.
So yeah, so they in association with JAXA, what's it called? JAXA. It's a Japanese authority. Let me be fine.
Africans and Asians and Russians.
Yeah.
What?
So they've educated 3 students, all male. I don't know why.
It takes a lot.
All male. And yeah, so they've done the satellite and all, and they've sent it to JAXA, that is the Japanese satellite authority, to test it and all of that. So it's supposed to launch in September.
This year.
Okay, cool. So economic benefits, measurable benefits. Nigeria has how many satellites? How has it helped us so far, so good?
So interestingly, we have about, is it 8 countries that have satellites in space? 8 African countries that have satellites in space.
Egypt
leads the way with 9 satellites. Then followed by South Africa that has 8. Algeria has 7. Nigeria has 6. Morocco has 3. Currently, we have 41 satellites launched by African countries. So,
do you remember the word moribund? Which of them?
Interestingly, one of Nigeria's satellites, in fact, I think we'll have just 2 satellites, 2 working satellites as at now, out of all the 6 that we supposedly launched. So, but yeah, a good
one for Uganda, right? It has, even if some of these countries have launched a moribund, they launched, like they have a footprint sort of in this space. So yeah, I think it's a welcome thing for Uganda for trying this out.
Yeah, so I mean, satellites, right, are actually very, very interesting piece of technology. You could use satellites to beam internet signals to people in remote areas. I mean, at least Elon Musk has shown us that much with Starlink. Mm-hmm. Right. But what's helping people with education, teaching. So beaming internet to remote areas means the schools in those areas will be able to access the internet and get access to learning. Transparency in elections, you can use it to monitor activities. These are the theoretical benefits of satellites.
On now, paper.
That's of all those things, what Uganda even wants to use it for.
What
actually
do they want to use it to
so
do?
They said they want to facilitate water quality, soil fertility, use it to.
Yeah, yeah, it
use
makes
it
sense.
For land use, use it in oil and gas operations, blah, 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 etc., etc. So.
Okay, water quality, so map regions with good water.
Soil fertility.
Those are really, really good projects. But I would like to know what other African countries have done successfully with the satellite. I mean, Nigeria, I'm particular about Nigeria. I mean.
So interestingly, Nigeria has done quite a bit. Not as much as you would expect them to do. I think I wrote an article about that. It was published this year. And we've done quite a bit. We've had, we've even helped with hurricanes. We've helped with international disasters. We've done quite a bit with
hurricanes.
That.
Do we have hurricanes in Nigeria?
Go Nigeria.
Not in Nigeria.
Go Nigeria.
We helped,
our satellite has benefited other people.
We helped with hurricanes in Katrina. We helped with the hurricane Katrina in 2000 and what? Can't remember the exact year. But we helped with that. We've also helped in Nigeria, actually. We helped the army map the forest for
the insurgents.
Yeah.
That has been successfully wiped out.
Can I focus on the positive?
Okay, all right. Okay.
We had several other projects, quick win projects, so many things. So it's not like let's have faith in this country.
All right, if you are like Onome and you have faith in this country, tell us what you think about this story, Uganda and its launching of satellites. I think it's an interesting proposition and it makes sense. Forget my skepticism, don't pay too much attention to it. But if you are curious, you should actually take a look at the research behind space technology and what we've done so far so good in Nigeria. So Onome will be linking to Onome's article in description of this episode. So yes, it's interesting. And of course, I even forgot to mention satellite technology, it's improving. Amazon is coming to Nigeria and apparently they're even hiring for AWS. They're hiring for cloud positions here in Nigeria. So there we could actually see a domestic data center, an Amazon data center here in Nigeria, or a more hands-on approach to operating AWS in Nigeria. Maybe because, I mean, I want to mention this guy's name, but I won't mention his name. But paying for stuff with dollars has become so difficult.
Very difficult.
So if these guys are hiring locally and building stuff locally, you should be able to pay for stuff with the Naira. Maybe
without a cap. Why?
Without a cap. That's it's quite fun. I mean, Uber did it successfully, and probably the likes of Netflix and Amazon, other global giants, when they want to make money from the African market, Africans should not be having difficulties to pay for all these things. So yeah, those are interesting propositions. I mean, you can't buy stuff from Amazon, huge stuff, without paying through your nose ring, black market rates. So yeah, so many issues we've discussed, and so many issues we've discussed in the past. And Nifemi is about to give us some trivia.
Yes, as I promised, I'm back. So we have three questions that you would have to answer to be the recipient of the grand prize of 120 gig of data. 120 gig of data on any network of your choice. So we have three questions, and I want you to listen carefully to the questions and the steps you have to take to be able to win the grand prize, right? So the first question is, what was the title of the first edition that aired in September 6, 2019? And how long did it last? The first episode of TechPoint African Podcast. That is the first question. What was the title and how long did it last? The second question is, in 2020, after the lockdown was relaxed, right, we tried out TechPoint Africa podcast video editions, right, that we released on TechPoint Africa YouTube channel.
I see those videos and I cringe.
Thank God for little beginnings. So which episode was our first video edition? Which episode of TAP was our first video edition? And then the third question is, how many co-hosts has featured on TechPoint Africa podcast since it started in 2019? How many co-hosts has featured on TechPoint Africa podcast since it started in 2019? Then you mention the first four.
Nifemi.
Sir?
Take it easy now.
What happened?
All the hosts. Even me, I'm not even sure.
You should list them now. It's just number.
Oh, okay. I was thinking they should list it.
And the first four. I probably mentioned the first four when we were talking earlier. So, yes.
Espo.
Yes, Espo. You see, I'm nice. Man, don't make me look like a bad person.
Okay, so is that all?
So
the
three questions. So how do you win? So follow us on Twitter at techpoint.ng. TechPoint.ng. Then when you follow us, then subscribe to TechPoint Africa Podcast on any of the platform you listen to it, and share a screenshot that you subscribed. Then you will now share your favorite TechPoint African Podcast edition on Twitter and add the hashtag TechPoint Africa Podcast. One word, TechPoint Africa Podcast hashtag. So did you get that? You can listen to this part again to get that. Right? So you send your response as a DM to us on Twitter. Please add the hashtag TechPoint African Podcast to your response. So yeah, the response to the three questions, you send it to us in our DM. Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to TechPoint Africa Podcast on any platform you use to listen to our podcast, and share a screenshot along with your response. Then share your favorite TechPoint African Podcast edition.
So we need to share.
Yes, you have to share.
Follow the instructions.
Follow the instructions.
You see, I'm lining them out to win the grand prize of 120 gig of data.
Sounds like
on any of your network.
Yeah, any internet service provider you use, or major service provider. And so you heard Nifemi tweet with the hashtag TechPoint Africa Podcast.
Any network provider is MTN, Airtel, Etisalat too.
And you don't want to mention G, Glo?
Are they still providing any?
Come on.
You first started with...
Before they interrupted me, there's another good news.
Okay.
Right. We are creating a leaderboard, right? So for every episode,
that's from next week.
From next week, from next week, we will release a trivia, right? That you will answer. So we will populate that leaderboard with responses for every episode. So at the end of every quarter, we look at that leaderboard. Whoever gets the highest question on the leaderboard would get a gift from us, which we are not going to disclose now. So look out for all of our episodes. All of the episodes will be releasing every week, twice in a week, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Listen to the trivia at the end of the episode, answer it, and we document it. We are the media, we keep data, right? We document it, and at the end of
the receipts.
We have receipts, yes. Yes, those are receipts. You will get your gift if you top the table.
Again, TechPoint Africa employees, friends and family, you are not part of this giveaway.
Yep.
It's not a giveaway. You have to work for this.
we can't really call it giving it away. So, yeah, it's actually interesting and engaging. And, of course, leaderboard is... I'm actually excited about leaderboard, right? The next 3 months, who is going to be leading that leaderboard in the next 3 months? No tech pointers. Chris, I'm looking at you again.
Victoria, stop raising your hand.
Yes, I'm Victoria. And Bolu. Oh, Bolu was supposed to be part of us too. Yeah, Bolu could not make it today. And yeah, we actually missed him.
He's avoidably absent.
He's avoidably absent. But who's going to handle... If you're listening to us for the first time...
Yeah, please handle it yourself.
Okay, so guys, yeah, it's been an interesting one. And if this episode was your favorite episode, make us know that with the hashtag TechPointAfricaPodcast. And you can also give us feedback. If there are any holes in our logic and argument, send those reports to podcast@TechPointAfrica. Via email. And if you're listening to us for the first time, just share with your friends and well-wishers and enemies on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Podcast Addict, and anywhere else you get your podcast. This is not my first rodeo, you know that.
we should actually do a round of applause for you. So, well, oh well.
No. No,
that is, you feel me?
No, let's go and continue our fellow fight behind the scenes.
The people have spoken.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.